Now, Dominic, here's another one for you. Mike Coe wants to talk to us about light in the ancient universe. Hello, Mike.
Hello there.
Good to have you with us. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about an article I read on the BBC website the other day about a star, most distant star ever detected out on the edge of the universe. It said that the star exploded 520 million years after the Big Bang and that the light had taken about 13 billion years to get to us. But what I'm not clear about is that if everything in the universe started at a single point in space, then that would mean the star can only have been 500 million years from us, or 500 million light years from the space we now occupy. So why did it take 13 billion years to get to us? Why didn't it pass us 12 and a half billion years ago, and so we just don't see it?
That's a really good question, actually. Just to recap, the question is, this light was emitted when the universe was at an age of half a billion years, and so the universe could only at that time have measured a billion light years across. And so the greatest distance this object could have been from us is a billion light years, and that light would only then take a billion years to reach us. And yet we know the universe is 13.8 billion light years. So why are we seeing this light? And what this boils down to is Einstein's theory of special relativity, which I know sometimes makes a lot of people's head hurt. It sometimes makes my head hurt too. But I'm going to do my best to explain this. One of the rules of Einstein's theory of special relativity is that moving clocks are said to run slow. So what that means is that if you take a clock and you put it in a fast-moving spacecraft, for example, that clock will appear to run slow. The laws of physics will appear to run slow, so you'll age more slowly. Everything appears to happen in slow motion. Now, we're very used, obviously, to the fact that there's absolute time. So if I sit here and do nothing for 10 seconds, then you would all agree, whether you're moving in a fast car or whether you're sat still at home, that that was 10 seconds. But Einstein's theory says that's not actually the case, and that if you're moving in a fast car, then you would appear to see me in slow motion, and that 10 seconds would be longer for you. So what's happening to this galaxy is that because it's on the other side of the universe, it's moving away from us very fast, and that means we're seeing it in slow motion. It's evolving in slow motion. And so although the galaxy, in its frame of reference, has only evolved for half a billion years, in our frame of reference, that would take about half the current age of the universe to get to that point.
What about the other half?
And then the other half of that time was spent with the light travelling across the universe from the object to us.
And stretching out in the process because the universe is expanding, presumably.
That's right, and that's the cosmological redshift.
And that's why we now detect the light that would have been very, very bright, high-intensity, short-wavelength light has now got a very long wavelength out into the invisible microwave regime because it's stretched out in that way.
That's right. And the reason that we talk in terms of the age of the object being half a billion light years is because obviously we're interested in how far this object has evolved down its evolutionary track, not when it was in the history of the universe that this light happened to be emitted, because that's not very interesting.
Dominic, thank you for the clearest explanation I've ever heard for that, which has actually puzzled me for quite a while, actually. Thank you very much, and I hope that answers your question, Mike. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Dominic Ford. We are answering your science questions this week. If you have any for us, our Twitter name is @NakedScientist. You can tweet at us or Facebook, nakedscientist.com/Facebook will get you there. Email is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.